man, woman, birth, death, infinity.
The Hard Line.
This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
How sweet was it beating those f***ing Eagles in Philadelphia, those loser f***ing fans they had? I mean, f***ing losers.
Those stupid f***ing motherfuckers. Every f***ing rock, those motherfuckers have something to say. Billy, f*** the vet, f*** the motherfucking
God.
Get your ass, Eagles. Basically, you can kiss my ass.
Probably so.
But this is just Charlton Heston, and he, you know, supports a very unpopular stance, which, you know what? I'm not, I don't
yeah,
back
I know.
Him. I don't
you're
back
not,
the NRA.
You're not a big gun guy.
No. But it just seems like he's fair game where other people aren't.
What about you? Are you an NRA guy? Seriously.
I'm agnostic.
It's not a religion.
No.
If you had to pick one side or the other, which side would you be on as far as the gun issue goes?
I think guns are good.
There's Mike Reiner with a
wow, that was an
opinion.
Very astute opinion.
I think guns are good. Weenie, you don't like them. You're leaning towards the left.
No, Mike Reiner.
Yeah, you are. No, there's not. No, both of you are. No, you guys are both more lefty than you think. You just don't like to admit it.
Not me.
Yeah, you're both middle-aged left.
Yep, it's true.
Not me. No, not me.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Look, I'm the guy who thinks the police should have the right to shoot first and ask questions later. I like to eat.
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with...
And I didn't
really. Well, who did?
The drop man. You guys leave Grego alone.
You had to take your top off, right?
I had to get naked.
Totally?
Totally
nude out.
I have no idea how that happened, but it won't happen again. And that's your news.
Stand by. Hit the theme, psycho.
Kick it.
Is the time. 17 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket, and this is the Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks, and welcome to Houston, where it is day three of Super Bowl week. Once again, we emanate live from the George Will Media Convention Center.
Yeah.
Where today, outside, we're looking at a very, very nice day. Once again, Grego, there are only scant traces of clouds in the sky. It is sunny. It's considerably warmer than yesterday, probably in the, what would you say, low 60s?
Probably, 60s, 70s.
Still have that big wind, or a pretty big wind, though not as big as yesterday, beating down out of the north. And it's a very, very nice day in Houston.
You know, really, so far, you couldn't have asked for anything better for the Super Bowl down here. You really could. I mean, the weather's been good. The setup's been good down here. You know something I've noticed? You know all the people that work here, all the security people?
Mm-hmm.
Out of all your Super Bowls, have you ever noticed anyone more courteous, more nice, and accommodating?
You know, I think that goes just about across the board. Houston is really showing the world its mighty hidey-ho face.
Boy, no kidding. I mean, just everywhere you go, just nice and, you know, accommodating.
Yes.
You know, you go down there to you know, I don't want to pick on anybody because I like most of the Super Bowl sites, but, you know, a lot of times it's not like this.
Right. They're trying to disguise the fact that Houston is a toilet.
That's and they're, you know what? And they're doing a pretty good job of it.
But you know what?
Maybe Houston's a toilet only in the summer months.
Here's the thing I've noticed, though.
I'm coming around on Houston.
Well, I hate to admit this, but there would be a way to exist in Houston if you could do this. If you could fix it to where you never have to go east of downtown. Because, like, everything you would want to do, everything you would need to do in Houston is kind of in the same general area. Like,
right. All Kirby and West...
Yeah, in the same general area, you got the Galleria and all that out there. And not too far from that, you've got Westheimer and all that and Montrose and all the stuff that's
That's as nice an area as anything in Dallas.
Right. And then also over there, you got River Oaks.
That's where we're staying.
Right, which is very nice. And then... Right in there with all that, you've got the area around Rice, which is also a very
real nice
area.
Yeah.
So there would be a way to exist out here if you could string it together where you never have to go east of downtown, because I think that east of Houston is the line of demarcation for the whole United States. Once you get east of Houston, the farther east you go, the more white trash you run into.
That's probably true.
Like, you get over into Beaumont, then you go through Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama. The next thing you know, you're in Florida. And we know what that's like.
Oh, that's the white trash capital of the world.
Agree?
I think you're onto something here. You know, I was thinking about that the other day, that the one thing I can't stand is humidity. And I don't think I've ever been in Houston when it wasn't the summer. I think I've always been down here when it was the summer. So when it's the summer in Houston, it's going to be humidity. So immediately, I don't care how nice the place is, when you walk outside and it's 90% humidity, I hate the place immediately. You know, it could be paradise. I don't care. And so maybe, you know, here, or there's not a trace of humidity right now.
No, there's not.
And it is nice, nice, nice. You know, I was kind of driving around today around by Rice University.
That's nice over there,
isn't it? It's real nice.
Yeah.
I hate to admit it. God, I hate to admit it.
Oh, I do too.
But I'm kind of turning it around on Houston a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, this place is not that bad. Now, you hear a lot about traffic, but is it worse here than
you
Dallas?
I hate to hear people in Dallas. I hate to hear people in Dallas complain about other cities. About traffic. Oh, don't go there because of the traffic. Traffic in Dallas is as bad as it is anywhere. Have you noticed any bad traffic here at all?
Well, we come in at times when there's no traffic.
Well, we leave at 7 o'clock and it's Super Bowl.
Well, still, though, even if we were out there in bad traffic hours, is it going to be worse than Dallas?
No, it's not.
It can't be.
I mean, traffic. If it's stopped up, it's stopped up and you can't go anywhere.
I guarantee you, you get the drive time traffic here in the morning or afternoon, it's no worse than Dallas.
No.
It's not.
It's not.
What was that?
It's high school Corby.
I'm kind of...
Leave him alone.
I hate to admit it, but I'm kind of turning it around on this place.
Yeah, I hate to admit that, too. And you look around here, and they got all these nice new stadiums down there. Boy, that Minute Maid Park looks fabulous. This new place for the Rockets looks pretty nice. And
you know what, though?
Does this make it, when you see this down here, Ryan, and you see that, you know, Houston, something I didn't know. You know, Houston had the first modern-type skyscraper skyline in the United States?
I didn't know that.
Every building is modern.
I didn't know that.
It is. I mean, it's known as the first modern skyline in the United States. But doesn't it make you sick when you see that outline? I mean, where we're sitting right now looking at this big window, that's pretty nice right there, that little field out there.
Yeah, open the window.
That's pretty nice. Does it make you sick when you see that and you know that they play the great game right over there two blocks?
Gosh.
Doesn't that make you sick?
It's awful. It is just awful. The city of Dallas screwed up so royally on that. Well, anyway, good for Houston. We are very happy to be in H-Town.
And very nice. And you know what? They're not arresting people. So if you come down here and you want to really wahoo and have a good time, don't worry. Because some cop came, he kind of blew the cover on what they're doing. They had an edict from the chief down here saying, hey, unless somebody's really committing a real bad felony or something, just work it out on site. We can't handle so many arrests. Well, so like PIs and all that, they're just going to let that slide.
We made a visit to the...
And of course they interviewed the chief, and he said that's not the case, that was never issued. But a number of other cops said, yeah, it kind of was.
You know that me and Mike and George and Rob last night all made a trip in groups to the Houston Police Department last night.
You did? Why? Somebody get arrested?
Put it this way, I had to go in there.
Yep, he had to pay. Mike had to pay a ticket, didn't you?
What'd you have to pay a ticket for?
Should we tell?
Yeah, would you
Michael?
Have
to? We'll tell you next.
Okay.
Well, is it merit that?
No, it doesn't.
No. Martin, what is it?
Because we...
We got lost last night.
Yeah, we really didn't have it together as far as getting to the aquarium for the media party last night. And long story short, we wound up parking about 20 miles away from a place that we could see when we parked.
Mm-hmm.
And unbeknownst to us, we parked in a police parking lot where, like, people who are having to go to court or go to post bail and stuff like that, that's where they park. So we had to go inside to pay to get out of that parking lot. And there were a number of people who were standing in line ready to post bail and whatnot that in there. So I was right in there with them. I felt very at home.
You should have bailed a few people out.
You think?
Yeah. Started flashing some cash.
What have they ever done for me?
Nothing.
Nothing. Well, we have a big show for everybody here today. That's what we're doing for you. We have a big Mavericks game to talk about last night. Just an awesome game.
Wish we could have seen it.
Yeah. We have tales from the media party. It was not an inexpensive night for me there last night, I'll tell you that.
Really? Why was that? What was that, Ron?
Well, let's just say that I got involved in funding.
Oh, really?
Funding, stunts that I did not think would be successful.
So since I didn't make it last night, did I save money?
Yeah, you did.
Would I have been out money last night?
You probably would have.
Oh.
You know, the price for these probably would have been driven up considerably had you been there.
Yes.
Or I don't know. Maybe we were just way above market value. I don't know.
Usually
you tell me.
Usually you're pretty good on that, on setting market value.
Well, yeah, I mean, I thought we were right about where we should be. But in reality, these things turned out to be not that difficult at all. Thought the degree would be a little higher, and it wasn't. I'm very disappointed in that.
Are we going to tell everybody about that?
Well, yes, we are. E-News will take place at 6:10. The Ranch Report with the Mickaroo will be at 5:30. That is the live Ranch Report. So there you go. Now, 3:30, I'm noticing here, is an open book.
Well, we were going to either try to get Dan Shaughnessy on.
Yeah.
Or,
man, I really want to get that
Or down. Not get Dan Shaughnessy on and start with Mavs.
Oh, we were?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it looks like it's going to be not get Dan Shaughnessy on. And if we are going to not get Dan Shaughnessy on, I guess that means we're going to have the little Mavericks. Is that your plan?
Fire away.
All right. That is next, and it will come to you live here on The Ticket.